One of the issues that's been coming up a lot, one of the halachic issues that that has been happening, is the issue of tziruf leminyan. Because when we are outside of our normal context, when we're outside of a Beis HaKnesses, for those who are ready to be davening with a minyan, and certainly based on the governor's announcement yesterday, those who are following Agudas Yisrael guidelines, not those who are following the OU guidelines, but those who are following Agudas Yisrael guidelines, would be permitted now to daven with a minyan, and encouraged, probably even according to the Agudas Yisrael, to daven with a minyan. But the doctors are telling us that if you're going to do so, much, much better to do so outdoors. So in places like that don't have as much outdoor area to possibly do it, they're not doing it. But in places that do have outdoor areas, like in the suburbs, many people are davening in cul-de-sacs and on their front lawns and backyards and the like. So again, I'm not making a statement right now about who should be and shouldn't be, but right now, at the where we stand, certainly it is happening. And one of the issues is who can be mitzaref with who for a minyan if you're at a great distance from each other, if there's some sort of barrier between you and the other person. This was an issue in Eretz Yisrael already for weeks and weeks. It's been an issue in Eretz Yisrael because they have what they call porch minyanim, where you have a lot of people who live in an apartment building. Everyone goes out on their marpeset, and they're surrounded by the mechitzos around their marpeset, and they're all mitzaref to tefillah b'tzibur together. There sometimes there's one chazan down in the street in the middle, and he's leading the whole tzibur. So the question I'm going to deal with today is not that. I'm not going to deal with mechitzos. The question we'll talk about today is what about across the street from each other, right? If you have a frum person that lives across the street from you, wants to be mitzaref with you for a minyan, and you're on your side of the street, can that work as far as tziruf leminyan is concerned? Like, let's say I wanted to daven with a minyan. Let's say we were at that point, we were davening with a minyan out here, and I didn't want to leave my property. So I see my neighbor Gabby Aspier is on the Zoom with us. So we would have a pretty easy situation over here. I have K'nai Nahara, four sons who are over the age of Bar Mitzvah. I would probably be successful in waking most of them up. We would go the five of us would go to our front lawn. The Aspiers, Baruch Hashem, have three sons over the age of Bar Mitzvah, so they would come out. So that's nine. That's nine of us between the fathers and the sons. And then right across the street, we have another from person that lives right across the street, Rafi Bolak. He would be the number 10, right? If we wanted. I also have another neighbor, but just to make it so, can we be mitzaref the fellow across the street? So this is a major discussion in the poskim, and to the extent that one of the great concerns that the poskim had in allowing property minyanim here in suburban America was that they were choshish that there would be a lot of brachos levatala. They were concerned that people would say brachos levatala because they were going to say all of Chazaras Hashatz and Baruch Hu and the brachos on the laning, and if there's no real tziruf asara, then if there's no real tziruf leminyan, then you're not allowed to do that. So what this is based on, what the whole sugya is based on, the Mechaber does not talk about this in Hilchos Tefillah. He doesn't bring it up in the halachos of Tefillah. This does come up in Hilchos Zimun, in the halachos of benching. In Siman Kuf Tzadi Yisif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'yesh Misha Omer, She'im Rishus HaRabim Avsekes Bein Shnei Abatim, Einon Mitzarfim B'Shul Minyan. That if you have a Rishus HaRabim that separates between two houses, then they cannot be Mitzarif. Now, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, this is based on Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos Daf Nun Amud Beis, and the context is that normally, in order to be mitzarei for a zimun, you don't even need to be in the same room to be mitzarei for a zimun. You just need miktsasan roim elu es elu, that some of the members of this group see some of the members of the other group. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says, even if you have miktsasan roim elu es elu, but you have a rishus harabim in between the two groups, then they cannot be mitzarei for a zimun. And that's what the Mechaber is quoting la'alacha in Shulchan Aruch, that a rishus harabim going between the two groups cannot be mitzarei to a zimun. So one might say, well, wait a second, I know a little bit about Hilcha Shabbos. We're already holding on Dafayin Vav Mesach Shabbos. Rishus HaRabim is Tesayin Amos. Rishus HaRabim, according to Medrash Rishonim, is Shishim Ribo, that there are 600,000 people that traverse that area every day. Longacre Avenue in front of my house doesn't have 600,000 people that go on it every day. It's not even close to Rishus HaRabim. So the Taz points out, on the spot, Kuf Sadiyeh, Sivkatan Beis, Lav davka rishus rabim mamish urachav tazayin hama elu adin b'shvil shal yachid. It doesn't mean rishus rabim, even if it's just a path that an individual uses. Kedetnan resh peya, it brings a raya from the halachas of peya of what's considered a separate field as far as a separate chiyuv of peya of leaving off a corner for the aniyim, and even if it's just a path that people use to cut through, that also would be considered to be. That also would be considered to be a Rishus HaRabim as far as this is concerned. So what we have established is that as far as Zimun is concerned, if a street goes in between different groups of people, they cannot be Mitzdari for a Zimun. The question is, does the same apply for Tefillah? Maybe Tefillah has a different din than Zimun. So comes along the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim writes in Simen Nun Hei Eishal Avram Sivkaton Yud Beis that the same is true for Tefillah. The Prima Gadim Hilchas Tefillah says, you want to know how Tziruf works, look at what the Taz says and the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Zimun, and you'll see, Rosh Hashanah, Mafzik Beinayim, you cannot have a Tziruf. So over here also, you cannot have a Tziruf. And in fact, the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Beis Simen Mem Dalid, the Chuvas Mishnah Sachir, Simen Yud Beis, Paskin this way explicitly, that it's not mitzdare if you cannot have a tziruf. However, many of the poskim, many of the local rabbanim have allowed it. So why have they allowed a tziruf across the street if it seems such an open and shut case? So there is one major maramakom from a much earlier generation that seems to indicate that it was allowed. The Shari Tshuva or Chaim Simen Nun Hei, Sif Katan Tazvav, quotes a chidah in Machzik Bracha, where the chidah discusses some of event that happened where there was some sort of contagion in the air, some sort of virus, something, that there were two groups of people, Shisha Bebayis Echad, Dalid Bebayis Acher, six in one house, four in the other house, they couldn't reach each other. Nistapik chacham echad im hadalid yicholim lios lefnei pasach habayis v'yitztarfu la'asara. Can the four stay right by the edge of their home and be mitztarif to the minyan? Kivin sharoen zezeh, because they see each other. V'kosav, kivin de'ilu ein rasham likanes lefnin. V'ashomer imam besadil lefnei pasach. V'gam asher b'bayis lo yuchlu latzis chutz ki ha'makum tsar mi b'chutz. That since they're not allowed to go into each other's homes. They're not allowed to because it's against the rules and it would be dangerous. And there are guards positioned on the streets to make sure no one goes into each other's homes, meaning not like they police things here in America, like they police things in Israel, where, if you're in quarantine, the cops are coming knocking at your door every couple of days to make sure that you're still there, right? Or they're tracking your cell phones or whatever. They know how to do it. It's not a coincidence that Israel had such a less of an incidence of this virus than we did. They actually know what they're doing. So they had a guard positioned to make sure that people don't go from one to the other. V'gam ma'avar l'rabim, and there's a path for the public there. Ve'elu adal m'shtadim lava l'pesach umarim l'mpneim havale kemar panav derech alon demitztarev. So he says that's good enough as long as they could see each other because there's no other option. And he says v'kol shkenu kivin diyevshar b'shum panam lios yachad v'kal v'chomru midina del el lismoch alaposkim shelo yizbatu arboim yom milomar kaddish u'kedusha. He says what's the alternative, that they're going to go 40 days without Kaddish and Kedusha? 40 days, halavai, we should have only had 40 days. They're going to go 40 days without Kaddish and Kedusha, that's the alternative. We have to allow for a tziruf in such a case. And he says an interesting svara. He says that since they couldn't possibly get any closer if they wanted to, it's a greater tziruf. Meaning, one might have said, well, they're not even allowed to have access to each other. So there's no way you could consider them one group. He says, no. When some people are considered separate, it's when they're intentionally separating. But if people... Oh, somehow the audio went out. I'm sorry. One second. Let me... I'll continue this way. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me this way, even though it's not as clear when I'm not on the phone. When people are getting as close as they possibly can get, that's a greater tziruf. So if they're not allowed to get any closer and they're getting as close as they can get, so that's a greater tziruf. That's what the Chidah writes in Machzik Bracha. And that's one basis for leniency over here. Another potential basis for leniency is that the entire source to say that they should not be mitzdari from across the street is a halacha in Hilchos Zimun. And maybe the halachos of Minyan are different than the halachos of Zimun. And maybe if you, just because you're going to be machmir of a Shvil HaRabim when it comes to Minyan, it doesn't necessarily, and when it comes to Zimun, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can be machmir when it comes to Minyan. They say from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that that since the Mishabura doesn't quote this din of Shvil HaRabim in between with regard to tefillah, so it must be lo svirile that the Mishabura rejects that that comparison of the Prima Gadim. And if he doesn't quote the Prima Gadim over here that makes this comparison, it must be that the comparison doesn't apply. Rav Asher Weiss also suggests that based after he quotes the Chida, he wants to be mechadesh that the Chida disagrees with the Taz, because he says that the Shvil HaYachid is mafsik like a Rosh HaSarabim. It could be the Chida holds that dafka Rosh HaSarabim mamish is mafsik. Maybe the reason the Chida was mekel is that it's not a real Rosh HaSarabim da'araisa, and it could be that you could be medayik from the Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah, not like the Taz, that it says Rosh HaSarabim mafsekes. They don't say derech harabim or yachid mafsekes. So it could be that it's dafka din in a Rishus HaRabim. So maybe that's another sniff lahakel, not really lahakel, but a sniff to be mitzarif, a sniff litziruf over here. One could argue that the entire comparison between the two is very difficult to understand. Meaning, what is it that we're looking for when it comes to a zimun? So I've heard from Rav Schachter and from Rav Willig in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, and they both printed it in their svarim, that when it comes to zimun, what you're looking for is creating a sense of chabura. That if there is a single unit, a single chabura, meaning what you're being mitzdarif is the people to each other, to create a sense of chabura, a sense of that we're eating together. In such a case, you have a Shvil HaRabim. Shvil HaRabim just means, if you're going out to lunch with somebody, can you imagine if people are just walking by in between you and the person you're eating lunch with? Then you're not really eating lunch with that person. There's people constantly walking by in between you, then you're not really, whereas you could be at a great distance from each other, but there's no one in between you and you're able to converse normally, you're able to connect normally, you're connecting to each other. That's what happens when it comes to Zimun. Zimun is about Chabura. When it comes to Minyan of Asara, it's a Gzeres HaKasov, that an Eda is with 10 people, and that brings about a sense of Hashras HaShchina. So Hashras HaShchina comes when there are 10 people in one location. That's more Tolu in being in a single Rishus. But it could be that that the Shvil HaRabim Halacha makes sense in both contexts, that it should be Mafsik. That how do I define the sense of Hashras HaShchina? Being in the same Rishus. By the virtue of the fact that there is a Shvil HaRabim in between, that means that we're not in the same Rishus. So if we're not in the same Rishus, we're not going to be able to be mitzdarif. I would just point out that I was talking to another Rav in the neighborhood, and he would say, we have to be makel, we have to be makel, we have to be makel, because people are desperate to daven with a minyan. I just said, you're using the wrong lashon. Not makel, because adrabah, the argument not to be mitzdarif is based on the rule, safek brachos, lahakel. Lahakel would mean, in as much as we're yearning to say the brachos, to have a chazar shatz, to have kedusha, to have all of these things, lahakel means not to, right? Lahakel means, by objective halachic criteria, means not to say the brachos. So I wouldn't say mekla, I would say it's more similar to shasadcha k'dievedami, that even if it's only a b'dieved, and you only would rely on these poskim in a b'dieved situation, that say that it's not mafsik, but this is a major shasadcha, and maybe because of Shasad Chak, that it's considered to be a b'dieved. So as a matter of halacha lemaisa, what our poskim have advised us is not to allow for minyanim across the street, meaning Rav Shachter of Willig, not to allow for minyanim across the street, because it's way too complicated and it's very likely going to lead to brachas levatala. There was a little bit of a machlokas between Rav Shachter of Willig whether you can say barchu at such a minyan. They both said you cannot say chazaras hashatz, you cannot have brachos on aliyos l'torah, because savik brachos l'akel. They disagreed whether Baruch Hu is a bracha, meaning would you say Safek Brachas LaHakel when it comes to Baruch Hu? Rav Willig said there are certain Dvarim Shebekdusha you can say, but it's way too complicated, meaning anytime you have to be like Rabbi Akiva Eiger to figure out what you can do in a given situation, it's probably not the best idea to have like a bunch of those kinds of situations all over the neighborhood where you need, you know, we don't have a single Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You're going to need everyone to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger to figure out what to do. So that's probably not the best idea. So that's why our poskim have recommended against it. Halavai, it should come bekarov when the OU poskim will suggest that it should be safe enough, and we should be confident in that it is safe enough that we're able to be mitzarif to a minyan in a more in a less of a halachic when it's less of a halachic issue, when there's when we're able to be on the same property, and halavai halavai when we're able to be in the same room, and halavai 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 when that room is able to be a base HaKnesses, which has full kedushas based on HaKnesses, and in Mirza Hashem one day Barovam Hadras Melech as well. So we should get to that point. Be'ezus Hashem, Bikarov Mamish. Everyone should have a great, great day and a good Shabbos.